we take you now down a popular path to enlightenment. Each year, thousands of people flock to metaphysical marketplaces known as New Age fairs. Reporter Gloria Hillard recently went on a spiritual shopping tour in Ventura, California. She sent back this postcard from the other side.
Sure enough, a few minutes at the psychic fair and I was seeing auras, halos, the colors of the rainbow. One woman was surrounded by blue and green clouds. Another looked like a giant sunflower. Actually, I was looking at Stephanie Patterson's photographs.
And what I do is I take aura photographs using a aura camera, and we see the invisible energy that you're made of made visible, and it's clouds of color known as the aura.
Walk past booths selling crystals, affirmation candles, and handcrafted stained glass, and you'll come upon a sea of tables draped with colorful fabric. One advertises Egyptian aura and past life readings, another mystic, feng shui, and tarot cards. Jane Broccolo is a medium.
The way I work with people is I don't tell them about their future. I actually just sit with them in an empathic way, and I can sense what's going on with them deep in their heart and what's troubling them.
I'm Verna Vieira Daniator, and I do healing with a spirit doctor team, and I also use sound for healing.
Sounds, she says, that she channels from the angelic realms. One of the many visitors in this mostly baby boomer crowd was Carla Zaragoza.
And my husband was next door at the gun show, so I came over to the psychic fair.
She just paid $20 for a psychic reading.
And it was wonderful. She was very, very good. She hit on some subjects that I didn't even ask about, but I was really concerned about.
Another visitor, Diane Stevens, was holding a round fluorescent tube attached to a metal pyramid object that sounded like one of those bug zappers.
What is this?
I don't know, but it's fun. I think it's supposed to bring your polarity and your energy level back up. What the heck? If not, I'll have curly hair.
Maybe it would be a good time to get her aura photo taken. Meanwhile,
my name is Marianne, and I'm here to have, I just have my aura photograph done, and I wanted to see about Stella Luna's aura. Stella Luna's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and I've always thought that she was my soulmate.
Stay. You're such a good dog. You
stay. Wait. Good girl, wait.
Well, here's her aura.
Oh, my goodness. My word.
Smiling Stella was sitting in a bloom of red. Next stop, the pet psychic. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.